Ireland's favourite station, on air and online. This is Isle of Wight Radio, the Isle of Wight today.
In the headlines this lunchtime, George Osborne to scrap tax on pensions.
People know Britain is not out of the woods economically, and we've got to go on taking the decisions to deal with our debts.
The island's MP votes for airstrikes.
Is there a threat to the British people? The answer is yes. This is going to be a mission that will take not just months, but years.
And Sandown Slide up for sale. These stories and more coming up in the programme.
The Isle of Wight, today, with John Weeks.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Isle of Wight today. First this lunchtime, working age benefits would be frozen for 2 years if the Conservatives win next year's general election. Chancellor George Osborne's told the Tory party conference it'll save the government £3 billion. He's also warned there'll have to be another £25 billion worth of permanent cuts to help the UK balance its books. But he told delegates in Birmingham the recovery's only part finished and they will finish the job.
I am humbled by how much more we have to do. The debts that need reducing, the small businesses that need supporting, the jobless who need employing, the infrastructure that needs building, the better future for Britain that needs securing.
Chancellor George Osborne.
Isle of Wight Radio. News and information for the Isle of Wight.
It's been revealed that the island's MP voted for airstrikes in Iraq at last week's vote in Parliament. Andrew Turner issued a statement following the votes, explaining that he joined the 523 other MPs who voted for the airstrikes after a seven-hour debate on Friday. Last week, the island's Labour parliamentary candidate Stuart Blackmore said there's no alternative but to conduct airstrikes on Islamic State militants.
It pains me to say it, really, but I think David Cameron summed it up quite well this morning. I don't normally support David Cameron, as you would probably understand, but in this instance, after listening to him and Ed Miliband today, provided there are no troops on the ground, and I think that's absolutely crucial at this stage, and provided that the airstrikes are targeted well with the correct intelligence, then I don't see any alternative to this action.
Meanwhile, the island's Labour parliamentary candidate Stuart Blackmore believes there's no alternative but to conduct airstrikes. Following the vote, Mr. Turner said he reluctantly came to the conclusion that British military forces must play a part. Leah Rumble, who's an Isle of Wight businesswoman, said she's against airstrikes as well.
I did oppose the Iraq war as well, and I feel that we are going into a situation again where we just don't know what the outcome is. We can say we can go in to do, you know, to carry out airstrikes. We don't actually understand ourselves what those the consequences of that action is going to be. Iran are saying, you know, we can deal with this locally, please support us. But because they don't happen to be our mates, we're not actually listening.
Isle of Wight businesswoman Leah Rumble.
This is Isle of Wight Radio News.
Thousands of people are attending a memorial service for Anne Maguire, the teacher who was stabbed to death in her classroom in Leeds. The 61-year-old was attacked at Corpus Christi Catholic College in April as she taught a Spanish lesson. Reverend Monsignor John Wilson of the Catholic Diocese of Leeds led the tributes.
Following the tragedy of her untimely death, we mark her wonderful contribution to education in our city. We unite in sharing one purpose: to honour and celebrate Anne's life and work.
The Isle of Wight Council's role in cleaning beaches across the island has come under scrutiny following calls for local councils to contribute to the fund. Last week, Deputy Council Leader Steve Stubbings told Isle of Wight Radio that the local authority would need additional funding to continue its high level of beach cleaning services. However, Councillor Chris Whitehouse claimed that the council was passing its responsibilities to local councils and didn't agree with Newport contributing to beach cleaning services. On last week's Friday report with Lucy Morgan, Councillor Richard Hollis said it's unfair to raise tax for Newport issues and spend it elsewhere.
I was extremely concerned because at the last parish council meeting, against my view, we said, yes, we would put some money towards beaches, cleaning of beaches. The revenue, the tax was raised for by the precept, was raised for to deal with items in Newport. And I think it's actually almost dishonest to raise a revenue in one way and then go and spend it in somewhere else.
Councillor Richard Hollis.
Isle of Wight Radio. News you can trust.
A sixth man is being questioned in connection with a £100 million cocaine haul off the Irish coast. The 29-year-old from Leeds handed himself in last night and was arrested by the UK National Crime Agency. Four British men have already been arrested after about a tonne of the drug was seized from a yacht last week. A man who bombarded an MP with abusive messages on Twitter has been jailed for 18 weeks. Peter Nunn targeted Stella Creasy after she backed a campaign to put a picture of Jane Austen on the £10 note. A magistrate also imposed a restraining order banning him from contacting either the Labour MP or fellow campaigner Caroline Crido Perez.
Isle of Wight Radio.
And finally, there's just one day left to bid for a great Sandown landmark, which has recently gone up for sale on eBay. The huge slide at Sandown Raceway is being sold, following the news that the park is due to close because the owner could no longer wait to find out if the council would accept his offer to lease the site. The well-known bumpy slide will be sold in a matter of hours, and the current highest bid is over £1,000. On our news pages online, you can find out who's been appointed as the new chief executive of the Hampshire and Isle of Wight Air Ambulance and read more about a 6,000-mile coastwalk for charity. It's all at iwradio.co.uk. Thanks for listening to the Isle of Wight today. Up next is the Business Report.
The Isle of Wight Radio Business Report.
Aldi's planning to open up to 65 new stores next year as it announces a huge rise in pre-tax profits. The discount supermarket made a record £260 million in the UK, up 65% on the year before. Aldi now has just under a 5% share of the market. Andrea Falstead from the Financial Times thinks the big four supermarkets need to watch their backs.
Aldi's over £5 billion in sales. Analysts think it will go to £7 billion this year. If you've got Lidl as well for £4.5 billion, then that's getting to the point where together they are approaching the annual sales of Morrisons.
Lloyds Banking Group has sacked 8 members of staff and withheld bonuses of £3 million following July's rate-fixing revelations. It follows an investigation by UK and US regulators over attempts to manipulate the LIBOR interbank lending rate. They claim the bankers also manipulated a rate used to calculate fees due to the Bank of England for its support during the financial crisis. And more consumers than ever before are using price comparison sites to shop around and switch their energy supplier. The regulator Ofgem says a third of people who last switched did it through a comparison site. That's up from a quarter last year. Ofgem says it's now planning to beef up its confidence code for all such sites so the customers know the advice they get can be trusted.
The Isle of Wight Radio Business Report is sponsored by Martin & Martin Wealth Management. Strategies individually designed for you. Grays Walk, Newport. Isle of Wight Radio. News you can trust. Get more online now at iwradio.co.uk.